Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show at 627. Brock and Robot Hunter. Well, I'm still not very... Brock and Robot Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
Are you ready to do sports?
Dude, absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you, Robot Hunter. Well, with that said, it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty and you're doing a show with your robot co-host, at least you got something to drink. Right, Hunter?
Of course.
I knew it. See, I knew it. What I like about Robot Hunter is he's very agreeable with me. He doesn't disagree with me very often. At least I can make him never disagree with me and always say that I'm right. Is that right, Hunter?
That is correct, Brock.
Thank you, Robot Hunter. Anyway, let's take a look at some scores. First, NBA action last night. The Kings beat the Bulls 112-103. Tonight, the Grizzlies taking on the Pacers at 7. Pistons taking on the Heat at 7:30. Hockey action. Yeah, a little skate, puck, puck. Bruins taking on the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight at 8:30. Red Wings taking on the Oilers in Edmonton at 9. That's kind of it for the sports going on right now. A lot of news going on in the NFL. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that Mitchell Trubisky is going to get a shot at replacing Ben Roethlisberger. Wow. Trubisky and the Steelers have agreed to terms on a 2-year contract that will give Trubisky a chance to compete for the starting quarterback job following Roethlisberger's retirement in January. The person spoke to AP on the condition of anonymity. There you go. They didn't want to know who it was because the deal is not yet official. So, again, this is all from a source that is not labeled, so we have no idea. This could be coming from a guy who sweeps floors at the building next to the stadium who maybe overheard someone talking about it on the phone. We don't know. The terms were not disclosed at this point. I always felt bad for Trubisky. I know if you're a Bears fan, you're probably like, F that guy. He wasted a bunch of time. The Bears spent too much time. He's a young quarterback, showed some promise. Maybe Chicago wasn't the right fit, but I don't know if Pittsburgh is a more forgiving place for him to go. Let's say he does get the starting spot. He has big shoes to fill when it comes to Roethlisberger. And if you think Chicago is tough, wait till you see the fans in Pittsburgh. My God, they are going to eat him alive. I don't know about this. Maybe he should just sit back, relax, enjoy being second string, cash those checks, and call a spade, and just be done with it. Just be done with it. Because that's very scary. It's very scary for anybody, all right? You got to have thick skin there in Pittsburgh. But we'll see. Trubisky could be starting, possibly, at the Steelers. Lastly, some sad news in the sports world. Scott Hall, who was one of the professional wrestling's biggest stars in the 90s, has passed away. He was 63. WWE announced Hall's death on Monday. His longtime friend and fellow NWO member Kevin Nash wrote on social media that Hall was taken off life support on Monday following complications from hip replacement surgery. Hall was a founding member of the New World Order faction that led to a wrestling boom in the late 1990s. He teamed up with fellow NWO member Nash and Hulk Hogan to lead World Championship Wrestling to rating success overall rival WWE. So he came in, they had NWO, they did all that. It beat out, which it was WWF at the time. But that's sad, man. The hip surgery going in, I know that's a tough thing, but to have complications from that and pass from that, that's a bummer. That's a big bummer. He was definitely, I might have had him on a poster, if I'm not mistaken. It's just a wall covered in wrestling posters, which a lot of us did in the 90s. So rest in peace, Scott. Thanks for all the entertainment, and sorry to see you go so soon, man. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history. Jumping ahead. That's your sports. Ugh. Sorry. I'm sorry, Robot Hunter. I'm sorry I let you down, didn't I?
Yep.
I know I did. I'm sorry. Anyway, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. We'll be back.
Rock 106 show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye. Only only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:21. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, no Hunter, because he's a bum and he took a week off. Son of a bitch. Good news is we do still have Robot Hunter here.
What's up, you dirtbag?
See, it's like he's not even gone. It's not even gone. So nice. Hunter, how's everything going over there? I don't think he can answer stuff like that. I got to be better about my questions. Hunter, are you doing okay?
Yep.
All right, sweet. Sweet, 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 sweet. You know, this version of you is better than real Hunter.
All right, I get it. Whee!
Such a stupid bit. This is so dumb. But hey, that's all right. He does have a couple in here from Arnold.
Stop it! That's a live grenade.
This is great. I can make him say a lot of things, or at least agree to a lot of things.
Ah, damn.
Anyway, with that said, Robot Hunter and I need to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, all the other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty and doing a show with your robot co-host, at least you got something tasty to drink. Right, Hunter?
All right. We get it. Whee!
That's my favorite one. I can't believe you recorded that. I said, Hunter, just give me a bunch of different recordings, things that you would say. And this is what he came up with.
Whee!
What an idiot. Anyway, Bud Distributing, bringing it to you. Let's get to it. Basketball action last night in the NBA. The Kings beat the Bulls 112-103. Tonight, the Grizzlies taking on the Pacers at 7. Pistons taking on the Heat at 7:30. Other basketball news, big day today. The official NCAA Men's March Tournament kicks off. Number 16 Texas A&M Corpus Christi takes on number 16 Texas Southern at 6:40. And Indiana, number 12 Indiana, taking on number 12 Wyoming at 9:10. Obviously, the first four going on today as we kick off the big tournament. Hopefully, you got your brackets filled out. I didn't do a bracket this year. You know why? Because I'm not in the mood for the heartbreak, okay? Because it usually starts off all right. And the key is with the bracket, you always got to pick some sleepers. There's always like a 16 seed that screws up a number one seed, always. And it blows up everyone's bracket. But you got to find that one. You got to find that one. There's always upsets, always. But I just didn't feel like losing money this year. So I'm just going to let it be. Maybe when I get down to the end, I may bet on a few games. But at this point, bleep, done with it. Would they say, like, the chances of making a perfect bracket are, like, one in quintillion? It's insane, the odds. Because there's so many teams, there's so many games you got to pick. But anyway. All right, so that's going on. Let's take a look at some hockey action. Tonight, the Bruins taking on the Blackhawks at 8:30. Red Wings taking on the Oilers in Edmonton at 9. NFL action. Big news, but, well, we talked about Brady coming back. That's obviously on everyone's mind right now. Not that I really care. He's coming back for his 23rd season, whatever. If Hunter was here, we'd have more conversation about it, but you know where I stand on that. Let's look at some other action that I am interested to see how this will play out. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that Mitchell Trubisky is going to get a shot at replacing Ben Roethlisberger. Now, what a lot of people are going to hear is, Trubisky is replacing Roethlisberger. No. They have come to terms, the Steelers and Trubisky, on a 2-year contract that will give Trubisky a chance to compete for the starting quarterback job. This does not mean that he has the job. This does not mean that he'll be there for 2 years, okay? But he has a chance. Trubisky got a hard shake. I know he didn't perform like they wanted him to in Chicago. I felt like they held on to him a little long in Chicago. Maybe this will be a better fit for him. What Trubisky does need to know is that if he thinks fans in Chicago are brutal and will give him a hard time, fans in Pittsburgh, I guarantee, are way worse. And Chicago fans, I don't want to take anything away from you because you don't have a lot going for you right now. But if he doesn't perform, or if he performs like he did in Chicago, in Pittsburgh, they are going to destroy him. The fans are going to literally kill him. It's insane. It's insane. They take football seriously over there, man. I know they do in Chicago, too. But I feel like they're a little bit more roughneck in Pittsburgh. So we'll see what happens. But there is a possibility that Mitchell Trubisky could be in the black and gold or white and gold, white and yellow, whatever it is. Black and yellow, right? That, anyway. So we'll see what happens there. But honestly, that's pretty much it. There is some sad news. Scott Hall from the wrestling's NWO passed away at 63. The death was announced Monday by WWE. He was one of the founding members of the New World Order that led to the wrestling boom in the late 90s. Him, Nash, Hogan, throwing it down. They were kind of the bad guys, which was weird seeing Hogan as a bad guy, but that's he was. He was with Hall and Nash, and they were bad guys. But definitely a huge loss there for the wrestling world. So, and at 63, too, way too young. He died after complications from a hip replacement surgery. So rest in peace, Scott. Gonna miss you, buddy. That is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud, we'll be back.